This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I'm going to be doing another solo episode. Today we're going to be talking about how to make the most of your summer. In this episode, I'm going to talk about a few different ways that you can really start getting involved, getting connected to what you want to do long term. So we will just jump right in. I'm going to talk about a few different ideas. So the first one is just to get an internship. And if you are listening to this in mid-April, which is when the podcast is posting, you might think, oh, it's too late for me. I can't get an internship this summer. It's actually potentially not too late. So I would encourage you to at least try to reach out and see if maybe your dream local internship could potentially work out. If you do reach out to a few different places and there aren't any opportunities like that available still, then I would just focus on the next few ideas to move forward. And we can also talk about next summer how to make sure that you do get an internship. So if you don't have an internship, see, here are some other ideas. First, you can just make some money, and having a job over the summer is going to be really helpful, so you can make some money, start earning some income, but you can also start building some skills that might be relevant to your future career that you're interested in. So I would encourage you to, as you're working, to start your resume and start listing the skills that you're developing while you're actually doing the work. Sometimes in 2 or 3 years when you start to apply to a full-time job, you will sometimes forget what you did, or what skills that you had, or what skills that you were developing while you were in that job. So it's a good way to just go ahead and start doing it now. It will also be a little bit less stressful in the long term. Another thing that you can do is just read things that are genuinely interesting to you, that maybe help you become a better person, or it will help you learn something new or learn a new skill. Reading is just a good way to develop as a whole human being. And since during school and during the college academic year, it's really challenging sometimes to read things that you actually just want to read. So I would encourage you to use the summer as a way to just read things that you're interested in. I personally try to read a lot of books, and I have a couple different ways that I get books for free. So sometimes your actual school library will let you check out books even though you're not registered for the summer. If they don't, you can also look at your local public library. They have a lot of options usually. They have audiobooks, they have regular books, and they also have some apps like Hoopla, H-O-O-P-L-A, or Overdrive, and that's a great way to also connect and find other books, and those are free that you can use and listen to or read, and then you have the opportunity to still learn something new for free. So that's a really good option. Another option is to actually give back and get involved in your community. So whether this be volunteering at something that you are already kind of connected to, something that you care about, or if you even just simply helping out a neighbor that you know needs help moving furniture or cleaning out something. But look for different opportunities that you can give back this summer. Another thing that you can do is actually have informational interviews. So an informational interview is a way to get connected to somebody who is in the field that you're interested in. Or even if you're not interested in the actual field, if you are just interested in just kind of learning more about what people do, this is a great way to do that. I would definitely take advantage of your college student status, and you can randomly email people. So You could randomly email somebody and say, hey, I'm interested in learning more about what you do. I would love to connect for a few minutes and ask you a few questions about your job. A lot of times people are more than willing to do that. They would love to grab coffee with you or just meet with you in their office and just connect. Especially if they enjoy what they're doing, they're more than happy to do those things. So I actually worked with a student, this was a while ago, this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and I was working with her. I was like, okay, what is your dream internship? If you could do whatever it was, or even what would you want to do right after you graduate from college? And she was like, okay, my dream is to work at Kleinfeld's. And if you don't know, Kleinfeld's is the store that people work with to pick a dress on Say Yes to the Dress, the TV show. So my student, that was her kind of dream. So I was like, okay, great. I don't know much about that. So I encouraged her just to reach out and ask. She had to do an internship her junior year, and this was her freshman year. So she reached out, and they got back to her. Well, first off, she just reached out and was like, hey, you know, I'm a freshman. This is my major. I'm really interested in working for you one day. I would love to learn more about your company. And once she reached out, they actually emailed her back and said, we'd love to actually interview you now. We're looking for an intern this summer. So they were actively looking for an intern, and she just happened to connect with them at the right time. So she ended up doing an internship, her dream internship, her freshman year, right after her freshman year. So there are a lot of opportunities out there. You really just have to put yourself out there and just try and just go for it. But an informational interview is a really great way to learn more about what different types of jobs are out there. And even the same job, but at a different company, it looks so different. So it's a really great way to learn more about the different opportunities that are available to you. In these informational interviews as well, if you feel connected to that person at, like, as the interview is closing up and as you're kind of finishing, you can always say, hey, I would love to stay in contact with you, and I am looking for an internship next summer, since maybe this summer is too late. I'm looking for an internship next summer, and I would love to connect with you again. And if you hear about any summer internships related to this topic, I would please, like, let me know. A lot of times people will look out for you if you make a decent impression on them. So if you show some genuine interest in somebody's work and what they're doing, they typically want to help you out too. So I would encourage you to just try to step outside of your comfort zone and reach out to a few people and try to learn from them. I will tell you too, it can sometimes be discouraging when people don't respond. When I was applying to PhD programs about four years ago now, I was reaching out to different professors, trying to connect with them about their research interest, and I reached out to somebody who never responded, and I was kind of bummed about it, but I think it ended up working out because where I'm at is a really good fit for me. And I was really frustrated at the time that they never responded. But again, that's okay. And that's sometimes how the world works. But the more that you put out, hopefully the more that you'll get. So if you can just, say, email 5 to 10 people, hopefully 6 to 8 of those people are going to return your emails. So if you could do that over the summer, that's going to be a really great way to move forward towards your goals, get connected with people, and build your network. And also just learn more about the field that you're interested in or the different fields that you are interested in. And the last one is just shadowing somebody for a day. So this can look a lot of different ways, but this could happen after an informational interview. You could also ask the person that you interviewed if you could potentially shadow them for a half a day or even a whole day. This could be really helpful too, because sometimes people love their job, but it's not necessarily great for you. So for example, I absolutely love my job. Would I recommend it to everybody? Absolutely not, because it's just a different type of job. So every person is different, and you have to really understand what you're looking for and what you're getting into. The more research that you can do while you're in college will help you get a better job as you kind of progress. even if you don't get your dream job right after college, hopefully you will end up in the perfect job for you. And be open to that, and be open to learning and growing and shadowing different people, interviewing different people, and trying to gain some skills so you can be more marketable once you graduate. And that's something that I'll just end with, that the more that you can do these types of things, so whether it be working and making money, or getting an internship and building those skills, or reading things to really get to know who you are as a person, or learning a new skill from reading a book, shadowing, giving back or volunteering, or just doing informational interviews and building your network, all of these things are going to help you hopefully get a job once you graduate. And I know that is a very big concern with many college students today. So it's probably something that you are concerned about. And that concern is definitely reality. But the more that you can do these things, especially in the summer when hopefully you aren't taking a full course load or any classes at all, try to make the most of your summer. So that way, when you graduate, you'll have a ton of experience and you'll be ready to go and ready to apply, and you'll feel really confident in that process. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to subscribe, share this with somebody if it was helpful, and I will catch you in the next one.